I appreciate you taking the time to dial me up. Well, that's the thing I miss about being a lawman. I tell you what, you know, I start getting riled up here. I got nobody to take it out on. But when I was a legislator, I could take it out on the general citizenry, let me tell you. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Stakeout duty. The computer has spit out that this store is likely to be robbed in the next couple of weeks. So there you are. Overcoat on, hiding in the cooler. Shotgun at the ready. The clerk is behind the counter. You've told him if anybody comes in, scream, "Oh God, don't shoot me," and then drop to the floor. Sure enough, it happens. Guy comes in, pulls out a gun. The clerk does what he's supposed to. It drops to the floor. That's when you step out of the cooler. Freeze! Police! But he doesn't freeze. He fires at you as you dive out of the way. Look at him! You're working out. Shelves, cans are flying, booze as you warily circle each other. He's like, "I'm not going back to prison." You say, "You're going back, dead or alive, hot shot." Stuff is all over the broken glass. He's lying there wounded as you call for a backup and you slam the cuffs on the back. Drag him out of there. Don't even have to open the door. The glass is all shot out. I mean, you can still hear milk cartons oozing from buckshot holes. The guy that runs the store is like, "My God, man, look what you do. I'd almost rather have him run this store. I could have given him $20. Instead, you have done $16,000 worth of damage to my merchandise. There's blood everywhere. I should then look at this. The cooler's ruined. The windows are broken. You've cost me a fortune." You look around, and sure enough, the place is pretty torched. Well, as you put the handcuffs on the maggot, you say, "All right." You pull out your wallet. Tell you what, let me have a pack of Twinkies.
The Greaseman Show.